7 points to the upside. This is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about biblical mothers. Good mothers, bad mothers, evil mothers, those that are spiritual mothers. God records them all in the Word of God. And we're celebrating Mother's Day. As we celebrate Mother's Day, the question is, what can you say in relationship to a testimonial? 1, 2, 3 minutes. Testimonial. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'd like to say happy Mother's Day in advance to my dear bride. She's put up with me for about 62 years. We have 4 sons. We have, I think it's 10 grandkids and 3 great-grands, and I'm thankful for all of our family. And it's as a result of a mother that loves the Lord, trained our boys and girls in the Scripture at home, and was the homemaker that God would have to be in each and every home, though sometimes she worked outside of the home. But the focus had always been from her heart to impact our sons for the Scripture and for God's glory. And then with our grandkids, the privilege and the opportunity to know that our sons are saved, their wives are saved, and they're training their sons and their daughters to love the Lord and to say yes to Jesus Christ. No greater joy than to know that our children love the Lord. I believe that's a paraphrase of the statement in 1 John in relationship to our kids and our family members and children. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Mother's Day. How do you celebrate Mother's Day? I believe Miranda's on the line. Miranda, go to comments, question, please.
Hi. Yes, I have. I was blessed with a wonderful mother who taught me about God and Jesus and read stories to me about the Bible and was just a wonderful Christian. She was a wonderful friend to everyone who knew her. She prayed for everybody with all their troubles.
Yes.
And she really loved her family, her children. She was she was a stay-at-home mom for my childhood. She later on worked after we were older, but she stayed at home and we had wonderful meals. My brother and I still talk about all the wonderful meals she used to prepare from scratch. No microwave, no.
That's what you call good. That's what you call good cooking.
Yes. Yes. We were talking the other day about her potato salad. She was just
a wonderful
mother.
You're getting me hungry before the broadcast is over.
Oh, I know. She was just a wonderful mother and wonderful homemaker. She loved flowers. She planted. She worked in the yard. Our home was a nice place, and we didn't really realize that we were kind of an exception. We lived in a neighborhood. It was a nice neighborhood, but I mean, there were a lot of kids who. I remember one night when a friend of my brother's was, we were fixing to sit down to eat our supper, and one of the kids, he was leaving to go home, and he was talking to another kid that had been visiting my brother, and he goes, "Wow, did you see what was, did you see their table?" Gosh, they eat really well. My mother had all this beautiful home-cooked meal, the beautiful table set and everything. So I'm just grateful that I was her daughter and that I am her daughter, always.
Amen.
And
amen.
Can I say her name?
Yes.
Okay. Her name was Bernice Benton Mosley. She was born in 1926, and she died in 1917. She was 91 years old. And she was a blessing to her whole family, her whole extended family as well. Anyway,
amen.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful testimony from mothers. Thank you so much, Miranda. We're saying Mother's Day. What do you want to say about your mother for Mother's Day? Dr. Davis, I'm thankful that you've been able to join us today. I believe Glenn is on the line. Glenn, go over to your comments, please.
Well, I got to tell you, I got a mom that put up with me and three brothers, four of us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our sons, retired law enforcement, Glenn. Glenn, I'm so thankful that you called.
Mom said that the first two of us took her looks and the second two took her mind. I don't know how close that is, but I'll take the good looks. But tolerance, boy, I tell you what, it says love suffers long and is kind. Envieth not, vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doesn't behave unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things. It says love never fails. That's my mom. Boy, she had to put up with a lot. She had the, the ER doctor on speed dial. Between getting stitches, I think Greg had to hold him down. They finally put a Band-Aid on him. He was just too tough. But we all had our turns at the ER. And the good thing is, I've got a mom that took us to church 9 months before we were born. So we were drugged. They say we were drugged to church. But it made all the difference in the world. It made all the difference in the world. You have the text that's in, is it Proverbs, I think? It says, to train up a child in the way he should go when he's old, will not depart from it.
Proverbs 22:6.
Yep, that's it. That's it. So we got raised right, if you can say that, if that's correct English. We got raised right. And we've got a mom still putting up with us. I was on the phone with her a little earlier. And she was asking if we were getting together, where we were getting together on Mother's Day. I said, well, this is a problem now because everybody loves Mama's cooking. But if Mama's not cooking, that means one of us has to do it or we have to go pick it up. And it's just not as good as Mama's cooking. But, you know, she has to get Mother's Day off, right? She deserves at least that. It's going to be takeout somewhere. You know? And you don't want to stay in the line at the restaurant. So batter up for the next chef and get on deck. But we have a faithful mom who has instilled in us good Christian principles of compassion and love, and she continues to tolerate us. We, in our conversation a few minutes ago, I was picking on a couple of my other brothers because I told her I'm her favorite, and I've almost got her believing it. I got a hold of her phone several years ago, and where my name was listed, I changed it from my name to my favorite son, and I saved it. Now, what I didn't know, I did it for her benefit, but what I didn't know is when she sent out an email to invite the other brothers for a Mother's Day dinner, it went out to Jean, Greg, Jeff, and my favorite son, and she caught some flack from the other brothers. They're like, what is this?
I remember that.
And I was like, well, I got two of them to move away, one left. I have to sign the Mother's Day cards from your favorite son. She says, well, you're all my favorite. I said, I know, Mom, and I wink at her. You know which one. It's me. No.
Well, we're thankful for what the Lord has done in you boys. It's a blessing.
Absolutely.
Glenn, thank you so much for your testimony. I'm thankful for you, thankful for your brothers, thankful for Mom and what she's meant to us all these years in impacting not only your boys' lives, but the impact she's had on my life as her love for the Lord, study of the Word, and her tenacity for truth, for integrity, and for morality in our lives. I am thankful for that. Glenn, thank you so much. God bless you for calling.
Amen.
I believe we have Brett on the line. Brett, go with your question, comments about Mom.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Doing good, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I guess I'm one of many people who actually have two mothers. One I've never met who gave me up for adoption when I was a baby. And I've always been grateful for that, and I've always wondered what happened to her. My mother, that you know, Elaine, took care of us, and when my dad was in the military, and she made sure that I had a nice home, and took us to church every Sunday, and I'm always grateful for her, and she still puts me up with me.
Amen. And that's a lot to put for a mom to be willing to put up with us, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a good term, putting up with us.
Amen.
But that's pretty much it. And I've been enjoying the show. And I'll let you go.
Sounds good. Brett, thank you so much for your call, for your testimonial. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Dr. Davis, what do you say in relationship to some of the testimonials we've heard? How does it impact your life? What does it say to you in relationship to what we need to say to our listeners today about God's Word? In just a moment after you've commented, I want us to talk about a mother in the Scripture named Jochebed. Jochebed was one that had a fantastic background and life. It's the mother of Moses. We'll talk about her in a minute. But share with our listeners some of your thoughts further about motherhood and why, as a Christian in particular, we need to be eternally grateful, thankful to God for mothers that impacted our lives as we were growing up.
Well, when we consider, again, the godly women, the godly mothers, you know, how much love, how deep their love is for us, even to where, Dr. Youngblood, they will make a sacrifice so deep as to even give up their own lives to see that their children get the best. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what we should really be thankful for. You know, there's not many that can say that, you know, they had a mother that would make that type of a sacrifice. You know, I could even remember some days, you know, when, again, you know, coming up in my own household, we didn't have a lot. Amen. But the mother always saw that we got a chance to eat first. You know, and then there were some days that I knew that mama didn't eat. You know, I could tell by, you know, the way that she, you know, the look on her face and, you know, how she was walking around, you know, at certain times, you know, that she went without just to see that we had.
Amen.
You know, even though, right, again, we didn't come up in a great big, you know, mansion sitting on a hill, but, you know, you couldn't tell that by the love that mother poured out.
Amen.
Into our home and into our family. So that's why we should be thankful. And even one more other thing I want to say, there are some mothers, Dr. Youngblood, that I know that have not born natural children. In other words, they did not birth their own child into the world, but yet they were able to be foster mothers to someone else. We need to honor them today as well. So we thank God for all of them today, even those who don't have their own natural children, but you have adopted children that you love as your very own. You are still a great mother, amen, in the sight of God.
Amen. That's exactly right. I'm looking at a little note that I've had in my Bible for years. It's about John Wesley. John Wesley preached over 40,000 sermons in his lifetime. John Wesley traveled over 250,000 miles on horseback preaching. At the age of 83, it said that John Wesley got angry with his doctor because his doctor would not allow him to preach more than 14 times, would not allow him to preach more than 14 times a week. At age 83, Wesley wrote in his diary, quote, "I can't understand why, but there seems to be an increasing desire to remain in bed after 5:30 in the morning." So the question is, where did John Wesley get this? His mother, Suzanne Wesley. I believe there were 12 children in the family. but it was Suzanne Wesley that impacted John Wesley's life with the truth of the scripture, impacted him with the love for the Lord. And look at his life. Look at his legacy. Look at what his life brought about and the number that his life impacted with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe we have John on the line. John, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood and Dr. Davis, thank you very much for ministry. Thank you for what you're doing. Kind of interesting how I had somebody point out that God didn't start with government. God started out with a family.
That's
Adam
right.
And Eve and Cain and Abel, and showed us we can have dysfunction in our family, too.
That's right.
So, and I'm going to talk about three moms. My mom was born in 1928, so I'm 73 now, soon to be 74. And my mom, she set the example as far as unconditional love, as far as family, as far as loving her husband. They grew up during the Depression, and so they taught us values. They taught us how to treat people, how to really appreciate what we had. Never really starved, but they didn't really, we led an awesome family life. And so that's my mom. And then I was married 32 and a half years. We have four sons. One is in heaven, Andrew. But that was Dolores. We were married 32 and a half years. And what an awesome mom she was. She actually played ice hockey. She was a goalie. And my three sons and myself, we used to shoot pucks at her. And but she was the last one to eat. She was a giant-size server, PTA president, had started a hockey team here in Jacksonville, and she was a true servant. And so she showed me that, and she actually helped me to be better at whatever I was striving to be, because I wanted to obviously be a great dad, great husband. But she just had that within her that she imparted it towards me as far as becoming a better person. And then the third mom is my wife. We've been married. It'll be 10 years in July. She is Mimi. And we have, between the two families, we have six grandchildren. And she is a family, serving family. She's everything about serving the family. We're equally yoked. So we do Bible studies together and stuff. So that's awesome. But I just wanted to talk about, I had three different aspects for mom. My mom set a great example for us, and then my wife, Dolores, and now my wife, Penny. So thank you for your ministry that you have. Thank you that you have this opportunity. We're thanking our moms, because we wouldn't be here if we didn't have a mom.
Amen. That's right, John. John, thank you so much for your testimonial. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over the comments, please.
Yes, Dr. Gunblood. This is Terry Hood.
Yes.
Yeah, she had to run back in the house. But okay. I just wanted to tell you, look here, my mom was so great, and I was so crazy and stupid. But, I mean, she put up with me. She stuck by my side all the way.
Amen. Well, That's a wonderful testimonial for a mother, and I pray that our mothers that are listening will be blessed with it. I pray that our listeners will understand the importance of mothers. God ordained mothers to impact the world with the plan of God for the child of God, for God's word to be impactful on the lives of others. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. I believe we have Dr. Davis is still with us. Dr. Davis, how do you comment further to encourage our listeners to be thankful for moms? Oh, our moms are not going to be perfect. I can look back at my mother, as one was speaking of earlier about their mother, but I look back at my mother, and I'm so thankful that she was willing to sacrifice that we would have. We were poor. The poor folks in our community call us poor, but that she would sacrifice that we would have our needs met. She would take old bed sheets and cut the material out that was left from around the holes in the bed sheets and make our white shirt or white blouse for us to go to church with. She was the mother that you find in Proverbs 31. A mother that's willing to work to provide for the home and the family as much as possible and still take care of the sons and the daughters in the home. The scripture says they will rise up and call her wonderful in the Proverbs 31 text. I tell my bride that she is a Ms. Far Above Ruby's mother, that she is my national treasure, And that's the way a mother, a wife, a mother ought to be in the scripture. And Dr. David, when I think about Eunice in 2 Timothy, Eunice was Timothy's mother. And the Bible says that Eunice followed her own mother, Lois, and the impact that Lois had on Eunice and the impact that Eunice had on Timothy. It was Eunice that the scripture said had unfeigned, that is unmixed faith, that is not phony faith but real faith. It was Eunice that taught Timothy to love the scripture, taught Timothy to be a man of the scripture. In fact, Dr. Davis, I'm going to read a verse or two and ask you to comment. In the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13 and following, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Verse 14, "But continue thou in the things," he's speaking to Timothy, "continue thou in the things that thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child," it's the little word brephos in the Greek text, meaning an infant, "and from an infant that has known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Timothy was taught the Scriptures from a baby. Speak about that for a moment. Many parents will say, many mothers will say, "I'm going to wait until my son or daughter's 18, let them decide if they want to go to church or not." What's wrong with that picture? Why is it that we have so many today that's unwilling to teach the scripture to the sons and daughters? It goes back to what's called the Shema of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 and following, that, and I'll paraphrase, that the scripture is to be taught morning, noon, and night, day and night, inculcating our sons and daughters with the truth of the Word of God. How do you respond to those statements?
Well, when we search the scriptures, again, Dr. Youngblood, Jesus said that, "For in them ye think that ye have eternal life." You know, when we search the scriptures, I mean, the scriptures are cataloged with women who have done an excellent job in being a godly mother. Now, there are also many women that are never mentioned by name.
Yes, that's right.
That doesn't mean that they didn't do a good job to where or they didn't deserve to be called by name, but the example is still there for us to follow. So we have to remember Romans 15:4 said that all things were written aforetime for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So we point over to Proverbs chapter 3, tells us in there to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, they might stray away, but still, Dr. Youngblood, if the teaching is there, there's something that will ring out in their heart, mind, and soul to let them know that you're going down the wrong path, that you are taught better than this, and that you know better than this. So get back on the right path before you make a shipwreck out of your life. And
that's
I
right.
found that to be true in my own life so many times. I made a lot of mistakes as a young guy growing up because, I mean, I had two brothers in my family, amen, that were right there for me, but there were times when they were not there, and I had to be on my own. So when I got out there and I did different things, ended up not, you know, so good results to work out. The training, my home training kicked in, and I remembered the things that my mom and my dad and others in my family taught me. So that helped me to be able to hold things together to where I didn't end up making a total shipwreck out of my life. And this is my advice that I want to give to each and every one on today. If you have that godly mother, if you have a mother that you might not even think so much about, this would be the perfect time to go and reconcile with her. Get it together.
Amen.
Because that's the only mother that you're going to have in life. Mm-hmm. Some wait until the day that they're stretched out across the altar and say, "I wish I woulda, coulda, shoulda."
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be too late. So
that's
while
right.
you have time, go to her right now. Hug her,
right.
kiss her, enjoy her while you have a chance.
Amen. I say if your mother's still alive, go visit with her if you can. Pick up the telephone and call her. Spend time with her. Praise her. Thank God for her. And be a blessing to her. Dr. Davis, I think about Jochebed, Moses' mother. It was Jochebed that had faith in God. That faith was illustrated when she was willing to take her son, put him in a box, and put what the scripture calls pitch, that we'd call it tar, over the box to seal it, place him in the Nile River, and be faithful enough, believing God, that God would find someone to take care of him. And most everybody listening that's Christian, saved, read the Bible, they understand what happened. The king's daughter found him and then decided that there's the mother, there's a Jewish woman that's in the community that would be fit for taking care of Moses, which happened to be Moses' mother. And God, her faith brought Moses, her son, back to her, that she had the privilege. God worked through her faith, delivered Moses back into his mother's care, assuring Moses' life would be one, as we look at it, that one of the great leaders in all of Scripture. Moses grew up under the godly influence during his formative years, under the influence of his mother training him, and then his impact on the world. Just consider how God used Moses to free the Jewish people from 430 years being in bondage. God used him. Then you had another one, Dr. Davis. It was Athaliah. Athaliah in 1 Kings chapter 16, it says that her dad, which was Ahab, was the most wicked king of all of the kings that had lived. Athaliah was the daughter of Jezebel. You don't find anybody taking a daughter and saying, I think I'm going to name my daughter Jezebel. But it was Athaliah that had all of the potential prospective leaders slain so that she could ascend to the throne. God intervened, stopped her from doing that, and in 2 Chronicles chapter 22, verses 7 and following. So God's hand's at work in mothers' lives, and as mothers will be submissive by faith to God, God will use every mother listening today to train up that child, to mold that child, just as with Eunice and Lois, Timothy's mother and grandmother, how they impacted him with the Scripture from a baby. It's not too late to start now. Your son or daughter may be in their teens or maybe in the early 20s. Start impacting them with the gospel. It may be that you've got young ones at home. Train them in the gospel. Dr. Davis, we've got about 40 seconds left on the broadcast. Speak into the hearts and the lives of our listeners today. Words of encouragement for Mother's Day.
Well, I just want to say to all the mothers that are listening on today, you can be one of these godly women, women of faith. When I go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35, it does not call the women there by name, but it does say this: women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Now, again, going back to what I said, it doesn't say them by name. It doesn't list them there, but it does say women. So on today, I want to encourage you to be one of these women of faith.
Amen.
Help to shape your family and help to shape society and a function in your God-ordained role as God so ordained you to do. Amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
If you've ever been in a health crisis, or maybe someone in your family was dealing with one, you know it can be one of the most challenging and even lonely times in life. And in that moment, when you have a difficult path to walk,